Greater Ohio's report shows the brownfield effort has not just cleaned up old contaminated sites, it's shown positive economic outcomes as well. It examines 21 sites the group says accurately reflect the 160 that have been redeveloped or are still in the process over 12 years. Among its most telling findings, a return on investment of nearly $5 of economic activity for each $1 spent on cleanup and redevelopment. That's meant more than $1 billion added to the state's gross domestic product, $350 million in individual and business earnings, and $42 million in state and local tax revenues. And, says Greater Ohio Executive Director Lavia Brockman, that's all just from the pre-development cleanup phase.
Pre-development at these 21 sites, such as demolition, removal of asbestos, grading the soil to an even grade, those kinds of things that you have to do once to prepare the site, those activities, and we're calling those pre-development, produce this return on investment.
The development phase produces another one-time economic boost, and then new business operations produce ongoing annual returns. All this means jobs, Brockman says, and that's a top priority for the nonprofit business development agency Jobs Ohio, created by Governor Kasich. Greater Ohio's report urges the program be continued after its current funding expires. Christy Tanner of Jobs Ohio, which will take control of the program, views the report as very positive and says brownfield redevelopment will not be abandoned, but the program's focus and process will undergo changes that are still being worked out. Details of the revamped program will be rolled out this summer. For Ohio Public Radio, I'm Bill Rice in Cleveland.